This is KCUR 89.3. Just how many police officers does Kansas City need? This is a question the two candidates for mayor are being asked, and whoever wins will have to grapple with the answer. KCUR's Sam Zeff reports.
124 to 23.
It's 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, and KCPD officers Kelsey Wingate and Uriel Ojeda are racing to a shots fired call near Westport. Three people are hit. The gunman is on the loose, and cops are rolling to the scene. Dispatch is holding the air. This is a priority call. But Wingate and Ojeda have already had a busy night. They've checked on a woman apparently off her medication, responded to a fight at a party at the Negro Leagues Museum, been to two reports of possible domestic violence. And that's just in the Central Patrol Division. Cops in the city south of the river are running from call to call to call.
I hear from officers all the time that they just don't have time to handle calls and all that, you know, properly, you know, they're getting pushed to answer as many calls as possible.
That's Fraternal Order of Police Union President Sergeant Brad Lemon, who says KCPD needs at least 100 more officers. Chief Rick Smith also thinks that's in the right range. So what's the formula? What's the answer to how many cops are enough for Kansas City?
There is no one formula.
That's Chuck Wexler, Executive Director of the Police Executive Research Forum.
We're a Washington-based police think tank.
Wexler and others have spent a long time pondering how cities should figure out how many cops they need. What's the best way to figure that out? Is it population? Is it calls for service? Is it geography? What do you think is the best way?
All of the above.
Wexler says it all depends on what a city wants from police. Do people want community policing, a police athletic league, mounted patrol, more detectives? All things the KCPD has or wants. Wexler says if citizens demand those services, it's going to take more cops.
But I will tell you this, more officers does not necessarily mean less crime.
For decades, Kansas City has been wrestling with how to use police. A city auditor's report in 1998 said more officers were needed on patrol to alleviate so-called blackout, when all officers were busy and nobody was available to take new calls. Another 1998 audit suggested the city could save $1 million a year by hiring civilians to do administrative jobs handled by officers. That was echoed just 2 years ago in a report done by an outside consultant. Chief Smith says he would gladly do that if someone provided the money.
The reason why we have some officers in administrative positions is because we don't get funding for those civilian positions.
Which brings us to the mayor's race. Do you think that the city needs more sworn police officers?
Yes.
That's mayoral candidate and Councilman Quentin Lucas, who doesn't have a number, but wants more officers in neighborhoods.
I think we need more cops that are getting to know areas better, that are actually getting to spend time in given sectors and not just driving around the city all the time.
His opponent, Councilwoman Jolie Justice, also doesn't have a number, but says she'd like to see two more community officers in each police sector. That's at least 36 more cops.
This won't be something we can wave a magic wand and do overnight.
And she would support getting administrative officers back on patrol.
I would like to see more civilians doing the work that civilians are absolutely capable of doing. And those people that we invest the time and the money and the training in that are uniformed officers, I want to see them in the field.
Even though they get asked about it all the time, the mayor of Kansas City has little direct influence on the police department. While funded by the city, the KCPD is run by a police commission appointed by the governor, although the mayor automatically gets a seat on the board. So the answer to how many cops Kansas City needs is complicated. How you pay for them, probably more complicated. But the one thing we know is gun crime is up and must be addressed, and more officers might help. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.